Ring in the new year with a wonderfully clean house. It might be a mess after the holidays, but I have got the answer for you. Our wonderful sponsor, Nature Clean. They've been making chemical-free cleaning products and personal care products since 1963. Their ingredients are naturally derived from plants and minerals, and they are effective yet environmentally friendly. You get that wonderful clean that is good for the environment. They are approved by the USDA as being bio-based products, and all of their products are vegan and not tested on animals. For more information, visit them online at natureclean.ca. Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and we have quite a surprise for you this January and February 2020. We are doing Thursday Throwback Celebrity Edition here on Naturally Savvy. We are adding a second show per week. Yes, a second show. So we will have interviews, new interviews on Tuesdays and Throwback Thursday Celebrity Edition interviews on, you guessed it, Thursdays. So we are super excited to be bringing back these wonderful celebrities. We have got Alan Arkin, Jennifer Esposito, Suzanne Summers, Carol Alt, Marianne Williamson, and Kelly LeBrock. So stay tuned and you will get to hear one of these great people for the next 2 months here on Naturally Savvy. Please rate, review, subscribe, and follow us on Twitter at Lisa Davis MPH and at Andrea Donsky. Also, don't forget at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD.
Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Ah, the joys of bloating and acne and weight gain, perimenopause. Not a lot of fun, but there is a way to get through it. And we are so glad today to have the fantastic Suzanne Summers. She's going to talk about her book, I'm Too Young for This, A Natural Hormone Solution to Enjoy Perimenopause. Hello, Suzanne.
Talk to you again, Lisa.
Oh, it's so great to have you here, and Andrea and I are so excited. So,
and of course, Andrea, sorry, both of you.
Oh, that's okay.
No problem.
Of course, the listeners are like, oh my gosh, she's talking about perimenopause again, but seriously, but you'll be proud to know, Suzanne, I just got a bunch of blood work done. I found a great integrative physician. I'm going to be getting on the bioidenticals, and I can't wait to feel and look great like you.
Well, you know, this book, I'm Too Young for This, is my gift to younger women, because if I had known then what I know now, for starters, I don't think I would have gotten breast cancer. What happens in perimenopause, and it used to not happen to a woman until 45, 48-ish, maybe even later. It would only last a couple of years, and then you transitioned into menopause. But because of toxins and stress, it has stretched out this process called perimenopause, the gradual decline of hormones before you lose them all and call it menopause, for 10 years. So it's happening with regularity now to women in their early 30s, 35, 38, shockingly even sometimes 25, and they think that they are too young for this to possibly be a reality in their life. And I did, too, when I was going through it. It never entered my mind that I was in perimenopause. But now that I look back, it happened to me at age 40, and probably was happening before that, but it was full blast at age 40. I couldn't sleep. I had a terrible itch on my leg, like a just relentless itch, especially at night. Drove me nuts. Bloating, starting to gain weight for no reason. My hair wasn't as shiny and soft. My nails weren't as good. My mood was up and down and all over the place because I wasn't sleeping, so I was exhausting. The reason that's significant is that I was making too much estrogen and not enough progesterone. So what I was called was estrogen dominant. And any doctor then and today will say, oh, if you're estrogen dominant, you cannot take hormones. And with all due respect, they are wrong. When you are estrogen dominant, what it essentially means is you are diminishing or out of progesterone. And that's what usually happens to women first in perimenopause. And here's why it's important. Estrogen is the carcinogenic component of a woman's hormonal song. progesterone is the anti-carcinogenic component of a woman's hormonal song. So a woman makes estrogen every day of the month in a rhythm, and then 2 weeks of the month, her body pours progesterone, and it's the wisdom of nature, the perfection of nature, that has provided this anti-carcinogenic component. And also, progesterone is your feel-good hormone. So when you're diminished, that's why you weep, that's why you cry, that's why you have irritability or you fly off the handle, that's why your weight gain, weight loss is all over the place, the thyroid's mixed up in there too. And so for me, when all this was happening and no one understood, and I didn't even go to a doctor then because I was too young for it, right? But at age 50, when a large tumor turned up in my breast, the doctor said to me, and I distinctly remember it, for this tumor to be this large, it would have had to have been growing for 10 years. Bingo. Wow. Connect the dots. At 40, I was experiencing hormonal decline as determined by my symptoms. I didn't know it. 10 years later, it was missed every year by mammogram because it was against the chest wall. It had 10 years to grow to be life-threatening. So that's why I think women really need to understand, don't think that this is a signal that you are getting old. This is how you're going to stay young, and this is how you're going to protect yourself against the cancers that are occurring with alarming rate in younger and younger women now.
You know, I love what you said, Suzanne, about the progesterone. I have been seeing a hormone doctor for many years because I had a PCOS way back, even in my teens. You know, it was something I had hormonal imbalances for many years. So I've been seeing a hormone doctor, and he put me on progesterone years ago. And it definitely helped, you know, balance my periods. It helped. It did wonders for me. And I guess
probably saved your life.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to hear that. And I'm happy to hear that I'm on the right track. Right. You know, for those who are listening, you know, what would you say, you know, how should people start? Should we, and at what age? Should we go get our hormones tested? What's the best way to do it? Do we do blood? Do we do urine? Do we do saliva? And what age should we start doing this so that we, you know, we can help other people so that they don't get breast cancer or have these hormonal issues?
I want to answer two things. PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome, is as a result of diminished progesterone. That's the remedy. So your doctor was on track. I'm really happy that he found that for you. Most doctors put women on birth control pills and antidepressants when they have PCOS, which is a Band-Aid and not the answer. By the way, birth control pills, the real problem with birth control pills is you don't fully ovulate. So you get elated because you only have a day and a half lead, but you are messing with nature, and any time you mess with nature, you're going to be in trouble. Now, as how when to start, what I teach in this book, I'm too young for this, is listen to the language of your body. Your body's telling you when to start. Your body's telling you, I've tried to make it humorous by calling them the seven dwarves. Itchy, bitchy, sleepy, sweaty, bloated, forgetful, and all dried up. And you may have one of those symptoms, you may have all of them. I had all of them in my house. It was not fun. But that's a language. So the itching for me is correlated directly to diminished progesterone. How wise of the body. The body's screaming at me, driving me nuts night after night with this itch. And what it's really saying is, get progesterone. We're progesterone, and if we don't get any progesterone in this body, it's going to trigger the cancer that everybody's got running around in their bodies all the time. I wish I had known, or maybe I didn't, because my cancer was a strange gift, and that's why I write these books. The other thing is, you need to go to a qualified doctor. If you go to your regular doctor, you have to assume that in medical school they didn't teach them more than 4 hours of instruction on prescribing hormones, even as we speak. So unless your doctor can say they have stepped out of the Western standard of care box to study and become experts at bioidentical hormone replacement, you need to go to another doctor. And if you go to SuzanneSummers.com and click on Forever Health, it's a free service to women. It's a consortium of these doctors who have gotten together who specialize in bioidentical hormone replacement. They direct you to a doctor nearest you, And they will set you up with inexpensive blood testing and backed up by a scientific advisory board of 26 doctors and professionals who will interpret your blood tests and determine your individual needs. And every woman is different. What you need is different from what Lisa needs, which is different from what I need. And then all you have to do, if at first all you need is progesterone, then you would rub on the prescribed amount of progesterone cream every day. Done. Now you're back to normal. If it's you need full replacement, you rub on estrogen every day of the month. You're the prescribed amount for you. You rub on 2 weeks of the month of progesterone cream and every day testosterone cream, and you get back to normal again, and life becomes blissful.
Well, Suzanne, you're so fabulous. We're going to carry you over to the next segment. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. We're talking with Suzanne Summers about her fabulous book, I'm Too Young for This, A Natural Hormone Solution to Enjoy Perimenopause. So everyone keep listening. You're going to get more great advice from Suzanne.